Okay. More to you. Okay, let's try and cover some ground. We can see where we're headed. We're in a big sugya here. It's a counterintuitive sugya. That means you're gonna have to work. It's not gonna hit you between the eyes straight away. We've been so ingrained in thinking the other way. When you hear this, it's a bit startling, and it's like everything new. You have to take your time to absorb it, understand it, look at it, work with it. Okay. So we saw Rapinkus as a big chiddush, yeah? Yet we walk around with a big mistake because we think there's some connection between our she'ifas and our ability to be matzliach. And he said they're two separate avoiders. They do touch the place, we'll see, but for now we're trying to keep them separate. There's a Matai Yagir Maisa, Maisa, Voisa, Avram Yitzhak, Yaakov as an avoider. There's a she'ifa, yearning to get to the avoider, to get to the levels of the avois. Fully well known, she'ani matzlicha, mamash is she'ifa. You may never, ever really fulfill that she'ifa, and yet the Torah tells you still have to show'ef for that. That's the yisod in a nutshell, and as I said, the tzakashe to work with. Let's see. The more we go into it, you'll see it starts becoming much more real. And also answer a big kasha that you should all have when you say Mizmo Shir Chanukah Bayis LeDovid. Everyone should have a kasha when they say that if they're thinking about what they say, which is a good thing to do sometimes. Okay, let's go a bit further. Never mind, let's go weiter. If it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't, just let it roll off and move on. You've got enough in your head at the moment because of me. Don't overburden yourself. These are slowly, slowly. That's all. Will you explain it to me as well? I'm just reading the book and translating and kind of whatever, you know, explaining my own doubts. Okay, so there's a basic yesod, yeah, which we'd all understand because we've heard this many times. Let's start maybe with Kuf Lamadei, the second paragraph. The Yosemika, the fi midashe for seinu, the fi goydel akisufim veishtoy kakois, voisemida niske lis alo is gambo ilama maisa. We saw this. Yeah. Okay, fine. There's another aspect here, and that is that in accordance with the measure of your yearnings, your strivings, your aspirations, let's use it that way, and to that degree you'll be able to actually go up. The yearning actually lifts us up, it shines on us. Maybe not to be like the avos, but it lifts you up more than you would have if you didn't have it. There's a well-known saying in the Oilam that if you strive to be a general, maybe you'll become a good soldier. If you just strive to be a good soldier, you're not even going to be that. Yeah. There's a well-known saying like that. Let's see how this translates into our language. When a person lives with the imuna, and the yearning, that's going to come the day where he's going to stand under the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use the language we've been building on since the beginning. He knows he's not just another guy, just another one of billions of people. Niva midais, lacking das. Ela ben melechu. Hama'oited l'gedoylis v'netzoyres. V'alav l'sagal ha'atzmoy ginumei malchus. Just to raise the ante, as they say. He's not just another guy, another whatever, you know, mediocre piece of flesh walking around this world. Ben Melech, with an important mission. He's on an important mission from the king, and he's got to get his act together.
What and do you mean under the chuppah with the king? You mean in the
second. That's been...
Oh, sorry.
As I said, I'm using the lotion we've been using for the last 6 months. We'll explain. Okay. No. You'll fill it in now. 1 second. We had a whole chapter on what that means. Kalosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. In this world. Yeah, now, the second. Yes. Knesset Yisrael, the Klalut, that's all of Shira Shirim. And of course, every Jew, the Prat, as well. So therefore, he has to recognize who he is, and he has to know that he has to function according to that status that he has. It's quite possible that a person may be able to babble his way out of the din. Maybe, I wouldn't allow this, but maybe you'll be able to babble your way out of the din with a taina that, according to the matzav of the generation, the situation we were in, we couldn't namoy bin asayoy. Sounds like a fair, you may have a chance of getting off on that one. Maybe, maybe not, well, worth a try, yeah? Okay. Yeah, whatever, what do you want from me? Look at ha'anius, ha'sevel, ha'yusurim, ha'aviru etanu, ha'aldatenu, ha'aldas, koinem, koneinu. That we can, you can tell us the poverty, the yusurim, the spiritual daigas, that, whatever we... I lost the plot. Ulai, you'll be able to get away with it. Ulam, alinian echad lo natsiach lano is bedin shalmala. There's one thing you're not going to be able to babble your way out of. Ala shayle madua lo retzina litalot. You can ask to be able, why didn't you want to be greater? Why didn't you want to litalot? Not for you. It'll all be shvilcha. Madua shi foseinu hitstamku vidgamdu. Why did you shrink your strivings, your aspirations, and enclose yourself into a cage of cutness? Once had a friend who described it like that. A cage of cutness. Why did you lock yourself into a little box and say, well, I'm nothing that much? Why didn't you yearn to be great? Then he said, you're not going to have any chance of getting off. There's no excuses for that. You couldn't be great? Okay, there was this excuse, that excuse. But why did you want to? It was if you wanted to find, but what if you didn't want to be great? Why don't you have the imuna in yourself and in your koiches that you're a ben melech and you were created for greatness that you're not going to be able to get out of?
Why did we not want to strive, or
why didn't you strive to be great?
Why didn't you strive to get achieve
something? Why didn't you want it? You didn't achieve it? Okay.
Sorry, again.
Yesterday. Once again, whoa, just Baruch, 1 second. Let's just get clear what we're talking about here. We've separated for the purpose of this discussion. Once again, it's so hard. And I think that's a good point. No, because there's an age limit for this year. No one under the age of 16 is allowed here, but it's so hard. That's a teenager statement. We're not allowed to use that here. Sneha Shneha, I have to just beat up Boro. He was away for a while. I have to catch up. But it's so hard. All we ask you to do is for a moment in your life, theoretically, just separate these two things. You know, like Ishtadlis and Panosa? It's hard, but try, for the purposes of this discussion, just separate them. You have on the one hand, she'ifas, which is an avoider in and of itself, irrespective of what you'll be able to matzliach. And then there's the avoider. So for the avoider, you'll have excuses. I had a whole bunch of excuses of why I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. Instead of ulai, maybe they'll get cured. But why do you want to be great? That's all.
You said just now, why you strive.
I'm mixing up the words. Yeah. Sorry, you're right. Because the words like she'ifa and hishtoikakus and ritzoinos, you only have one word in English for that. You know, like aspiration, strive. I'm talking about the want. The want. The masai maisa. The masai. When am I going to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov?
When do you want to be like
that? Okay, the kisufim. How do you translate kisufim? Aspiration, journey, desires.
Why didn't you have the aspiration?
Why don't you want? Just put it into, you don't have to use big words. Why don't you have the imuna that you're supposed to be great? So why aren't you wanting to be great? Good question. That you have a hard time babbling. But so also Hamuf Lushal Bal Yasid Vishairish Avoida, the Bal Yasid Vishairish Avoida wrote a will. And he says something there, Niflo. Humaziris a chevra kedisha bazorus chamures. Kilo yuchosu al kvoidoi. He requested, warned the chevra kedisha not to be concerned about his covered. Ulacha piterosa yibetsua boy is called Dalad Mrs. Bastin. Bashe hu choyte v'poshaya. The chayv is called Mrs. Bastin. He instructed in his world that Bastin, this is not for us, by the way. I don't even know who the Baal Sherish, the Sod Sherish Avoida was. The greats of the greats. But this is what he asked for. Sounds a bit strange. He requested that the Bastin should impose upon him all Dalad Mrs. Bastin. Then he do that practically, but that's what he asked for. Because he's a sinner and he was chayv. Call Mrs. Bastin. Kamol kane mezik he lo yichtova al matzovoi shum ta'arik. He also instructed that they shouldn't write anything on his, what do they call it, matzayv, a tombstone. Rak dava echad yoichim lichtoiv. Only one thing, he was that they were allowed to write on his tombstone. Kiyamin b'Hashem Yisbarach kamo Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a sinner. And he deserves to call Mrs. Bastin. That's what he said. He was a Poisek as well. He wasn't stumped another Orthodox rabbi. He was the Baal Yosei Cherish Vavoida. And at the same time, you can write from Amatzeva that I had Imune and Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu's Imune and Hashem is quite a level. Because he spoke to Hashem like, I don't have Imune that I know you. I don't need Imune for that. Because I know you, you're young. Yeah, Imuna is in the cloudy realm of where you're not quite sure. Not going into the whole of Imuna now. So Moshe Ben is Imuna and Hashem was Aspeklaria Hameiro. He was real with Hashem like you're real with this table. Correct? And this Chayta and Poisha, who's Chayv Dalet Mrs. Basin, and please will the Chevra Kedisha not have any restraints and he's covered. And give him the Dalad Mrs. Bastin off these niftarana. You do that, but anyway, he once written on his tombstone that he had Imuna like Moshe Rabbeinu. Contradictory, excellent. No, he's right. Contradictory. If it was not contradictory, then go back to basics. Because you haven't really internalized what we've said yet, and you go back to what you were holding on before we said this, and that is these two things are intertwined. And we just said that they're separate. We haven't really got it yet.
You just said that he wanted to be.
Where are you in this? Yeah, what he's saying, I understand. I have a problem with what he's saying. He's got it. But he sees a contradiction, and I do, and so do you, because I'm not holding here yet. I'm still holding in my world where these two things are kind of interconnected. Watch. Yeah, so good. So that's what we're trying to do. I've all said, oh, the Dhamma Pella. He's a Rosha Barosha. He wasn't a liar. That's quite a, he sounds more than just a Rosh. He sounds a little bit all covered to the Baal Yosei Cherish Ever. I'm scared to talk about that. But he's nishma k'tzat muzar. Ela, who are Shedi Ban? It's exactly what we said. Baal Yisod v'sherish avoida, the fidakosoi ha'atzuma, according to his awesome level, chashki adayin lo miles chovoi tov klapei Hashem Yisbarach. He felt that he hadn't really fulfilled his obligations to Hashem, and you knew what they were. V'adayin rochoku ad ma'od me'atachlis, very far away from the final tachlis. The greater you become, the more you realize how little you're doing. Little people think they're almost there. Big people realize how far it is. Ach ein ze soises ha'imuna v'Hashem v'sharek ha'regoshes ha'regoshes ha'kesha v'shaiches shelo l'Hashem v'sparach b'chol prat nichayev. That's no steerer to the imuna and ever Hashem, the relationship I have with Hashem, and in every detail of my life, I'm walking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu einod milvodoy. Ah, I haven't fulfilled my tafkid properly, I'm not feeling my purpose properly, I have my yetzahara, I have my struggles, I have my battles, I'm a choyte v'poshaya, Oh, well, that's no stira that my relationship with Hashem isn't 100%. Well, not 100%, but commercial Rabbeinu. That's hard. Not to hear and understand theoretically. You try to live like that without feelings of guilt. You don't have fear and then you think, oh, I've got to go daven. How can I stand in front of Hashem and daven? I'm such a low life. I'm such a, how can I get out of bed this morning? That's the Yetzirah. That's exactly what he wants. He doesn't want your avera. He wants you feeling like a miserable bum after the avera. The Baal Shoresh Rotzo didn't have that problem. Mitzad echad I'm a poish of a chayte. And mitzad echad ani v'ani an Hashem. We taught. That's an understanding of who Hashem is.
Doesn't that degrade the motivation to prove?
On the contrary. On the contrary. On the contrary.
Why?
Oh. Lama. Yoimru agoy. That's just a way of getting out of answering a good question. No, okay, whatever, we'll see. We'll see. 1 second. Oh, that's the avoiding. We're working good. Nachnol dimalze. On the one hand, I'm a choit of a person. I'm not really doing what I'm supposed to. The imuna that I have isn't expressing itself properly in the avoid. I have the love that I have for Hashem isn't expressing itself properly in the way I'm conducting myself. He doesn't fall into cutness and into miserable and depression. And Ubal Simcha Gadol, he's going through his life with enormous simcha because he has a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, knowing that he just hasn't really, giving back Hashem what he deserves. But in a tzaysav who mishtoike klimso nefesh of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'kol rega v'rega by muna shleima mamash. He's ready to give up his life for Kodesh Baruch Hu at any minute. But maybe he had a moment of Hesech Hadas while he was learning Torah, or maybe this wasn't right, or that wasn't right. At their level, what even the Choyt of Hoshaya. Rav Safra, remember Rav Safra? Just to know how we deal with when we are Loshen like Choyt of a Hoshaya, we translate into what we mean by a Choyt and a Hoshaya. You think what he meant as a Choyt of Hoshaya. He wasn't driving his motorbike on Shabbos. That's not what his problems were. Yeah? He wasn't spending 18 hours a day on the internet when he could have been learning. The lawyer, remember Safra was in the shuk. And he was busy saying Kriya Shema, and he was he had a little, whatever, little kiosk there. I don't know what he was selling. And an Arab, a goy, came to wanted to buy something. So he offered him a price, but he was saying Kriya Shema. He couldn't answer him. So the Arab thought, well, he's not saying anything because he wants more. So he offered him more, whatever. Let's say he went from 50 to 250. Eventually, Rav Safra finished saying Kriya Shema, and he said to him, you can have it for the original 50. Because when you said 50, I was going mebeliboy to give it to you for 50. So you can have it for 50. Why? Einu elo oime emes beliboy. Because I only say the truth in what's my heart. What I decided I was going to do that was my life. Now, I'll be a locha, and I'll be Muslim, I'll be Hasidus, who was entitled to take the 250, because he hadn't agreed to 50. The guy offered 50 off the 100. He agreed in his heart to take the 50, but I hadn't told him I agreed to the 50. So when he got to 250, he said 250, it would have been Mayachuz 100%, Midas Hasidus 100%, he could have taken the 250. Right? But he didn't. He took the 50 because Einu Doive Ele Emes Belibo. I only speak truth in my heart. But up here, Lochit was mutter. Let's say Rav Safra had taken the 250. Let's say he took it. And he went home and he wrote in his diary, today I stole money. Yeah? And you read his diary a few years later and you say, wow, Safra was a gunner. He thought he was a big tzaddik. And look, he himself said he was a gunner. What does that mean? It means on his levels of his, I only speak truth of what's in my heart. For him, that was called a gneiva. That doesn't mean he's walking around, you know, embezzling his partners. But that's all gneiva by him meant. When the Baal Yosef Asheris Avodah says he was a choit and a posheya, it means on his level. When David HaMelech says chatasi kol ha'chaim shli v'chatoim negdi tzomid, his level, you try and find the chet. Someone who says that David did an aveira, did a chet, he's making a big mistake. But David said he did a sin. Yeah. Because on David's level, in his world, alavah, we could do sins like that. Sure. You know what mitzvahs his sins would be? Moshe Rabbeinu's anger. You know, he was frothing at the mouth. Probably not. Hashem says he got for Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, we have to get that clear. Nevertheless, he felt that he wasn't being mamashis. He's least tough kid in the world. So that interfered with his relationship with Hashem? Not at all. Not at all. An imam in Hashem, k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu. No stira whatsoever. Ube emes, ha'imuna tmim evadveikas apshuta b'Hashem m'shamshim kevriach tikun, ha'mavriach tikon, sorry, ha'mavriach min ha'kotzer la'kotzer b'sefer yosod v'sherish avoyda. I've never learned the sefer properly, but if you have a few glimpses of it, you'll see that the sefer is all that's about. About imuna and dveikas, poshut imuna. It's a common thread that runs through the entire sefer. Heim shzoirim b'kol nima v'nima shel ha-sefer. It's in every little corner of that sefer. Tomod hu medabe v'socheis im Hashem. He's always walking and talking with Hashem. B'siyah pashtus v'atmimus. In the most simple, poshut way, like you talk to your friend. Talk to Hashem like he's. B'chayis ha'imuna b'tzura mukhshis b'yoysam. He lived with the imuna and Hashem real. Before you bench, Hashem, please can help me bench properly. And after you bench, know what he would do? Thank you, Hashem, for helping me to daven for benching. Thank you. What did Hashem talking with a friend all the time? You go shopping. What do you do before you go shopping? You ask Hashem to help you find what you want. You shouldn't be choosing. You find it. The right size. Everything. Because everything is rotz and Hashem. You find a nice beggar. Wow, thank you, Hashem. He thanked Hashem. Okay, today you shouldn't thank Hashem for it. But in those days, he thanked Hashem every time he had a puff of tobacco. Today, thank Hashem that you've given up taking puffs of tobacco. That's electric today. It's not dangerous. It's fine. V'kol tenua v'tenua hu chayim Hashem yisparach. Zoi muna hatmima b'siyah his gal musoi. In fact, if you smoke an electric cigarette, you're a bigger murderer than the guy smoking normal cigarettes. Why? Because when you smoke a normal cigarette, you don't do it in public because people can smell it. You think that you can go to a wedding and you can smoke electric cigarettes and poison everybody else in the room and murder them, and you can get away with it, you're a bigger rotzeach. And I'm not saying that kol gadol yisrael paskin. Kol gadol yisrael paskin, that smoking public is an issur d'oraisa, not just one man. So it became unpopular to smoke in public. You smoke normal cigarettes, it carries a, you know, it's hard to hide, the hard to hide. But electric cigarettes, you can smoke anywhere, no one notices. So you're busy killing people all the time while you're smoking. You want to kill yourself, gesundheit, I have no problem with that. You go into a room and puff yourself to death or get help. But you're doing it in public? You're a murderer. Kapshutoi, kapshutoi. There's only psak, I think, ever written that every roar from every walk of life sound on everyone agreed, which is unusual in our world. Everyone agreed. It doesn't smell, so you don't notice it, so it must be fine. Ritzicha gomo, kapshutoi. I don't want to say it in public because I don't want to accuse anybody of being a murderer, the lawyer fair. Well, okay, that's nothing to do with anything we're talking about. Have a oime shaimuna vadvekas vasogas vashipas varitsoines heim pasha achas. Imuna, dveikas. Musogim, aspirations, yearnings, whatever you want to call that. That's one parsha. Vilabitsuva mimush lamaisa, hey, parsha nifredes. How are you actually living your life? What you're actually doing? Each one has its own separate avoider. As we mentioned earlier, they will touch each other. They will mashpi on each other. But you have to get to the point where you're working on these two sugyas separately. Va'amnam. Zechidusha shall Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Remember how we started this? Why do you first say Shema Avohavtes Hashem Elokecha before you say Vahayim Shema, which is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? But Musko Rishoy, Tirutze Lechayra Einimuvin, Bema Hashem, Kadei Shikabal Olam Rokhu Shemaim Tchila. What's the answer to the question? Yibushim Kacha is having a dialogue here with himself. Really, I should say Vahayim Shema first, because that's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Why am I saying Kabbalah Sol Malchus? Why am I saying Vahayim Shema first? And what's the answer? In order to be Makabal Malchus Shemaim first. Ma'o Malchus Shemaim. What is being Makabal Malchus Shemaim? Lisraf al Kiddush Hashem. In order, I'm prepared to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. I'm prepared to jump into the fire of Kiddush Hashem. That's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. Va'acha kach yikibal al mitzvahs. And then you Makabal al mitzvahs? The kizu aderech lekavod yudei vayis Hashem. Imagine you're working one of these kiruv yeshivas down there in the Kaisel. Yeah? And they bring a guy and he says, tell me about Judaism. You tell him, listen, the first thing you have to know is you have to jump into the fire and die. Yeah? You don't have to worry about having a dormitory in that yeshiva because no one's going to stay. That's not the way we go about introducing Yiddishkeit to people. Loi melodi, abu avodas Hashem tzichin lasref ba'ish. First thing you know, when you walk in, yeah, that's it. You have to be prepared to give up your life. First of all, explain to him there's nice mitzvahs. Take him home, give him Shabbos. Let him taste a bit of cholent. Explain to him the wondrous things about Yiddishkeit. No, first thing you tell him is, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. So, you're not prepared to do that. Sorry, we haven't got a break. How do we accept Gairim in our world? Person comes to Magaya. The Jewish people are pursued and hounded and abused and persecuted and you sue him all over them. If he says, yeah, but I want that. That's it. Okay, you want that? You want to be chosen for that mission of suffering? Then you teach him about the mitzvahs. He says, wow, Bezat Hashem, I'll be roi for that. The Nukuda, we want to know if you're Jewish, if you want to be Jewish, what are we checking? Are you prepared to give up your life for Hashem? A Jew has to love Hashem unconditionally. That's after you recognize the dagas of Malchus Shemaim. After he recognizes the awesome love that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubena Kodesh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. Shem Mechonim L'Mois Al Kiddush Shmoi Yisparach V'Yima. Rak Acher Shu Makir Shem Mechonim L'Galot Et Ha'avosom Olam Yisparach. For Kol HaTanayim B'Kom HaTzosom. Rak Az Hu Roi Litkabel La'am Yisrael. Only then he's allowed to become a ger. Okay, we have to understand all of this. This last thing we'll do again tomorrow. This whole thing's a bit strange. Yeah. It's not so clear. We need more work. I'm not claiming that it's clear.